Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest? We've got the cure. Three rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.
It's new album week!
Pew pew!
It's called Echo Songs of Volume 2. Get it on Bandcamp or stream it wherever.
Stream it forever!
Beam it for Ezra.
Team Keep It Ezra!
Eat it like pasta.
This album fire! What's left to do?
Let's cue the choir.
Hold up! Joining the Noodle Loaf Choir this week are siblings Lily and Piper, who hail from Akron, Ohio, which is something they have in common with the band Devo. All right, whip it good, Lily and Piper.
La la la.
La la la.
Dee. I hope that's you.
Now let's continue celebrating the release of our new collection of Echo Songs with this song called I Got a Bicycle, and it appears on Echo Songs Volume 2, and you can find it both with the echoes in there and without the echoes in there, so you can have whatever Echo Song experience your family prefers. Now, we love riding bikes around where we live in Brooklyn, and there are starting to be some really great bicycle lanes around here. Are there bicycle lanes where you live? I hope so. Anyhow, this song is about not only how fun bikes are, but also how much our planet loves them. No gas and no fumes, because they're powered by whatever you had for lunch. Isn't that the best? It's an Echo song, so all you need to do is sing what I sing after I sing it. Joni and Shiloh are in this version to help you out. But like I said, you can find a version without the echoes wherever you stream or download your music. All right, let's do it.
My bike can go to the park.
My bike can go to the park.
My bike can go to the zoo.
My bike can go to the zoo.
My bike can go to the dentist.
My bike can go to the dentist.
Anywhere I want it to.
Anywhere I want it to.
I got a bicycle.
I got a bicycle.
I got a bike belt.
I got a bike belt.
And when I'm riding.
And when I'm riding.
I always bike well.
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 Ringing my bike bell.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
This is for the grown-ups.
Hey, grown-growns. If Noodle Loaf has been bringing some value to your family in the form of music education-flavored entertainment, then I ask you to consider showing your support by joining our Patreon for just $3 a month, roughly the cost of one kazoo. Go to patreon.com/noodleloaf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time to do some trivia. I'll ask questions, you say the answers. And today's edition of Trivia is in honor of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. That's AAPI Month. We will be playing instrument or animal. I will say a word, and you have to guess if I have just said the name of a bird or the name of a traditional instrument from Asia. And do not worry if you don't know the answer. I will give you a little sound clip as a clue in case you feel stumped. Okay, ready? First bird. Pipa. Is a pipa a musical instrument or a bird? Say your answer out loud now. Let's hear a clue to help us decide. That's right, a pipa is a musical instrument. It's a stringed instrument from China. It has a pear-shaped body and is about 2,000 years old. Kinda sounds like my Aunt Merva. Okay, next word. Warbler. Is a warbler a musical instrument or a bird? Let's hear it. That's right, a warbler is a bird. A small active insect eater commonly found in gardens, woodlands, and marshes. Kind of sounds like my cousin Mervis. Next word is shakuhachi. Is a shakuhachi a musical instrument from Asia or a bird from anywhere? Let's take a listen to help us decide. Yes, the shakuhachi is an instrument, a Japanese wind instrument made of bamboo. It was originally used for meditating and feeling spiritual, all by yourself rather than for putting on a show. Let's listen to it again. I want you to close your eyes and meditate for 9 seconds and see how relaxed you feel. Let's go. Great meditating! Next word is grackle. Is a grackle a bird or a musical instrument? What do you say? Say it. Did you say it? I can't hear you. Anyhow, here's what it sounds like. Grackle. Grackle. I'm just kidding, that's not here. Here's what it really sounds like. A grackle is a bird, a blackbird that looks like they've been slightly stretched out. Let's take a moment to stretch out our cheeks using our fingers. Now say the word crackle. Well done, children. Well done. One more. Okay. The last one is then bow, then bow. Is it a musical instrument or a bird? Let's listen. If you said that is an Asian musical instrument, then you are correct. That is specifically a one-stringed Vietnamese instrument. Two words, den bao, but just one string. Amazing! Okay, that's it.
Bonus round.
That's not it. There's a bonus round. Okay, last word. It's sandpiper. There is no clue for sandpiper. You just have to guess. Is it a bird or a musical instrument? Say it. What do you think it is?
We need a clue. Give us a clue.
Okay, there's a clue, but it's not an audio clue. It's this sentence. The least sandpiper is the lightest little sandpiper, making it the shortest shore bird for sure. The least sandpiper is the lightest little sandpiper, making it the shortest shore bird for sure. The least sandpiper is the lightest little sandpiper, making it the shortest shore bird for sure. The least sandpiper is the lightest little sandpiper, making it the shortest shore bird for sure.
Okay, that's got a great rhythm to it.
Thank you.
What if we turned it into a beat so it was like, the least sandpiper is the lightest little sandpiper, making it the shortest shore bird for sure.
All right,
the least sandpiper is the lightest little sandpiper, making it the shortest shore bird for sure.
I want to clap it.
Okay, I think we've got a game here. I'm going to rap about birds you find at the beach, and your job is to finish my rhymes. Ready? Beach birds, birds at the beach. About beach birds, I'm about to. A seagull is a type of gull you may see. Once a gull took my snack away from. Mom said, hey, give that snack back to him. I said, don't sweat it, and I went for a. While playing in the water, I saw a pelican. It left for a minute, then came back. I said, hey pelican, what's in your throat pouch? He showed me what he caught, said. Back on the sand, I saw a piping plover. Then my dad said, well, the day's almost. Better pack our things before the sun sets. I said, but I want a beach bird for a. Then he explained, as calm as can be, all these beach birds, they prefer to be flying all around and looking for food and playing in the ocean when they're in the. Fair enough, I said. Well, this trip was exquisite. I hope it's not too long before our next.
Beach birds.
Beach birds. Beach birds.
Beach. Beach birds.
Beach. Beach.
Beach birds.
Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much, Noodalinos. And a giant noodle loaf thank you to our newest Patreon patrons, who are Aaron and Arthur in Lakewood, California, and Addison and Henry in Norfolk, Virginia. Y'all rule, okay? Y'all rule. And, of course, the kids on today's show, Lily and Piper and Joni and Shiloh, thank you so much. Remember to check out that Patreon page and look for Echo Songs Volume 2 wherever you stream or download your music. If you want to download it, go to noodleloaf.bandcamp.com and you can download it there. I say bye now.